Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival. I'm here with Armando Linus Acosta. Good morning.
Good morning.
Here to talk with you about the Living Tableau, which is like a short film and not only a short film. Mm-hmm. Right. Before talking about the many very famous profession that you work with, can you tell us something about this short film and why it's not only a short film?
Well, it began with the fact that I experienced, believe it or not, hard to believe, but I'm very familiar with revelations from my birth.
Yeah.
And I had a true revelation that I was to bring The Last Supper as a film. Number one, I retired. I have a film school. And I thought, my goodness, it's never been done. No one has actually made a professional The Last Supper. So I decided that I would start it, because it's an assignment. It really is an assignment.
in the real sense of the term.
You know, if people see the kind of film that I would make in the 21st century, they might be disappointed because The Last Supper is a masterpiece of two dimensions, and we live in a world of digital and big screen and big everything. And I thought, well, why don't I just recreate a living tableau of The Last Supper to the millimeter, and do it as a piece of art that is digital, not paint and brushes and fresco, but with zeros and ones, which I'm very familiar with. I have a studio. And we did it. But I decided that in order to make it have the artful quality, really truly artful quality, that I need artists. And I watched the work of Vittorio Storaro for years. I met him here at the festival when my film of Romeo and Juliet was here in 1991. And we met just socially in a television show. And then Dante Ferretti, who is a master of, construction design. And so I said, I think these two will do it for art, not for money. Not for another Oscar, because they've got enough Oscars. If anyone ever has enough Oscars. But and I approached them, and they fell in love with it. And they came to my studio in Belgium. I have a big film studio with my students. And in 2 weeks later, we had the tableau. But what I didn't realize is that because it was going to be just the title of my films, which is how I got started in Hollywood, doing titles, my goodness, a museum, a magazine, an interview, and suddenly we realized in Hollywood language that the tableau had legs, you know. And so we, at the Palazzo Reale in Milan, which was a beautiful exhibition, we broke records, and so it's doing its own thing.
But is it still going to be the intro of your film?
Yes. So it's, I still want to, we're going to go back and project on the dome there. So we've been being projected. We're arranging right now a kind of, not secret, but a kind of special projection here in Venice on a very beautiful church. I'm producing it now. So that's how it started. And Vittorio and Dante and Francesca, Luciaro, they were just a beautiful team. It was a dream team.
It's a dream team. You can really
and
tell that.
I'm a cinematographer, so I knew what he was doing with him. And in fact, socially, I told him, I know how to light like you, and you know how to think like me, and we shook hands.
So it was a perfect match.
We've been friends ever since, like brothers. So it's happened. Now I'm over 50% halfway through my major film, and it's big. It's a big production, and it's independent, but I'm doing it in a very special way. Don't expect to see Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper except for the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
After that,
Well, actually, the film is The Last Supper, A Divine Prophecy. So
exactly. So
this says
you're going to see things maybe that you haven't seen before.
This, Armando, you said that it took you 2 weeks to do this, to shot this, 2 weeks?
Yes, a little over 2 weeks.
And how difficult it was to recreate quality-wise and light-wise a tableau vivant through film? Because, you know, there are many festivals in U.S. also, they do tableau vivant, but, you know, watching it from a theater point of view is one thing, watching it and make it for screen is a completely different, and, you know, I mean, it's not me to tell you that, because you know it by yourself.
The best way I can tell you is that I'm a Hollywood baby. I started in Hollywood as a boy with some of the major directors, and the detail is the art.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Virgo Libra, so my wife would say, I so watch everything, yeah. You know. And so we did that. I ran around on my bicycle, and I'm in and out of the studio, and I watched every square inch of the mm-hmm. production. In fact, Dante had to break down and start over again once. And he mentions it in every interview. But at the end, as it was coming together, suddenly the detail that one has lost over the years of the fresco of Leonardo's came alive again, from the orange peelings, the fish on the plate, the texture of the damask tablecloth.
Mm-hmm.
So the detail, and of course, digital, I can blow 1 foot up yeah. from a 30-foot screen.
Yeah.
In fact, I saw at an exhibition in Amsterdam the tableau on the what is called the wall Samsung, mm-hmm. which is a genius of invention. And I walked up to the screen and I look at the glass filled with wine and I could pick it up.
Yeah,
I felt like
yeah. This is it was exactly what I was going to tell you, because I mean I just saw it on my computer, so very small, but still I cannot imagine. Still. In that dimension is really, really deep. You see, it's like looking like a painting more than a video thing.
Well, I started out, like most of us as youngsters, I started out as a painter. I'm a graduate of an art school, and I was a teacher of Art Center. And so the art of it is really, it sounds so showbiz, but it's really true. I'm an artist first, a filmmaker second, and a father third.
So this film, the feature film, is it going to be with the same kind of quality of visual quality?
Oh, yes.
So it would be like a very intense work.
In fact, within the full feature, mm-hmm. which is, I have to say, it is in epic quality. It's a huge amount of work. Right in the middle of the film, I have a black and white film that looks totally unrelated to The Last Supper,
mm-hmm.
because it's a World War II story in black and white, authentic. And as I've said, I never really like making movies or like films, making films. But right in the middle of this, you will see the detail in black and white of World War II, and every prop, every costume, every thread is detailed. You'll see that in the film.
You're making me really curious. You know?
It's very provocative, and maybe even some of the festivals may not run it.
So you said you are just in mid production now.
No, I'm halfway through the production.
Halfway through, yeah. Yes.
And I'll be shooting the last major sequences in Rome here.
And when do you think the film will be ready?
Certainly before the next film festival next year. I want to be here next year.
So you have like 8 to 10 months. Well, not less. Like yes. 6-7 months.
Yeah.
To do it.
It'll be finished.
Okay.
It'll be finished.
So we have a deal. You're going to come here again next year with the film, with another interview, a longer one. And so now we just talk about The Living Tableau with Armando Linus Acosta, which is like a short film, and the title sequence, I think, the beginning of your feature film that is going to be ready for next year. So we spread the words from now on.
Yes.
To people about this. So we create like a little...
If I might add...
Oh, you
might. ...is that there is a potential of including the Last Supper as an experience inside the film. Because inside the film, each sequence is devoted to one of the apostles. But the inside mentality of that apostle and is radical. So I'm still thinking of putting the title inside the film as the experience of the Eucharist.
Okay. Well, you know, you are the artist. You can do whatever you want. You're going to decide. We're here waiting to watch the film.
That's what Vittorio told me. He said, it's yours. You do what you want with it.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much to Armando Linus Acosta for having been with us for The Last Tableau and for The Last Supper, A Divine Prophecy, for the feature film. Thank you very much for being our guest.
God bless you, and I hope I see you next year.
Oh, I'm here. Okay. I'm the same place, different colors, but same place. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred at the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.